is 2020. It's actually the 1st of January 2020. And here is our new Circularity podcast for the year. And it's not me and Rob this week. It's me and Ben.
Happy New Year.
And we are going to talk you through our brand new concept for 2020, which is basically a series of monthly movements, I think is the word we've called them, isn't it? So I say monthly, they're going to be two-month movements, basically, spread across the year. You may have been involved in our Winter Wish, which was our November-December project 2019, which we launched, which got people to do five actions, basically, over that two-month period. And we're beginning our brand, you know, that's kind of set us in motion, hasn't it, really, to do a number of things this year. But we're going to launch our first one today, the 1st of January 2020, and it's called the Wellbeing Wagon.
PT client of mine as well as a good friend, and during one of our sessions we were discussing sort of falling out of your practice and your sort of health upkeep and getting back on the wagon. And then we kind of had this moment where lightning struck both of us and we looked at each other and we were like, the wellbeing wagon. And from there it's just sort of developed into this whole concept, like you say, of this sort of two-month process of getting people from being sort of off the wagon and not really looking after themselves to like gently and steadily progress into a point where they're feeling healthy in their day-to-day lives again. So that's kind of the whole premise of this project.
And the initial kind of thing, you know, there's this whole new year, new me thing, which is generally about giving yourself a six pack or losing your tummy or getting in better physical shape and all that sort of stuff. Mm. And that, you know, that's never really a good idea as the thing to do. And it's got to be a bit more of a holistic way of looking at it. So, you know, we're talking about physical health, but also mental health as well, spiritual. So I mean, what we're sort of putting together for everyone as a Circularity group is a series of resources that will help people to get on the wellbeing wagon in January, February, for that two-month period, and to basically become physically healthier, but also mentally healthier and emotionally healthier and spiritually healthier as well.
And with that process then creating natural habits that you will continue after those 2 months, hopefully, because it's very common for people to set these deadlines and these goals, and it's like, oh right, I'm going to do this thing, and you give yourself like a month. It's like the first time you pick up a guitar and you expect to play like Hendrix. It just doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. The body takes a long time to adapt and to get used to working in that way, or fueling itself in that way, and adapting and becoming efficient. And we kind of give up sometimes. Mm. It's that Facebook meme of the guy that's mining, and he's only got like a couple more like swings of that pickaxe and he's there, but then he turns back because he hasn't seen the result at that point in time. So it's about more sort of creating that consistent habitual practice that you can carry with you from day to day, as opposed to setting this ridiculously hard goal and then expecting to achieve it in like 2 months. It doesn't always happen like that. Life isn't that way inclined. And I think that with this, as you pointed towards the spiritual and mental health aspects of this, it will hopefully create that resilience, because life doesn't, it's not the same day every day. You know, you get financial problems, you get emotional stress, you get all these different things throughout life and curveballs, that unless you have that resilience, unless you have that grounding capacity to just accept it and move forward with it, then you're just going to fall apart. And that's when these problems happen. That's when people give up. So if we can create those habitual processes that, like little checklists for people throughout the day, like, oh, I've done that. Therefore, I've achieved, you know, I've done my little bit for myself. Now I can go and give to everyone else.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where it's from, like, I believe.
Yeah, because you can spend a lot. I mean, you know, there's kind of an altruism program that we're going to be wheeling out in autumn. But, you know, in order to be able to do that effectively, then you need to be in the right place yourself. And actually, you know, that's something you've been working with me on this year, because I lost myself a little bit. And, you know, was giving everything out to everyone else, but actually wasn't very well myself, if that makes sense. Mm. So it was like, this is a really good way of doing that, about getting yourself well.
Definitely.
And then you can kind of pour from that cup, so to speak, you know, to help other people as well.
100%.
Here it goes. All right, so to break it down a little bit, we've basically got four key fitness activities, haven't we?
So calisthenics from myself. So I'll be putting up some videos of bodyweight exercises that you can do at home, so you don't need a gym membership or anything. I'll provide you with two workouts to do throughout the week and consistently through those sort of 8 months. So you'll do my session twice, and then another session will be from Amy Dakin, which is Buddha Bear's Yoga, and she'll be leading a yoga session that's going to be about 30 minutes long as well. And there'll be mindfulness and meditation from Rusty from Eternal Aquarius Holistic Health, and hopefully some martial arts as well in there. Yeah. just to get some like practice and that kind of thing in there. And the idea behind this whole week plan and doing these sessions in the way that we're going to is that you can't run a million miles an hour all week long, so you couldn't do like five or seven calisthenics workouts like every day. I mean, you could, but you'd be burnt out by the end of it. So it's about that balance. It's about recognizing that actually sometimes we do need to be still, and we do need to move, and we need to move aggressively, or we need to move gently and be forgiving to our bodies. So it's about sort of spreading that across the whole week and having these ebbs and flows of physical and mental output and grounding. And eventually, by the end of the week, you'll have achieved quite a nice, balanced self-care routine.
Mm, definitely. And that's it. I think that self-care routine is the crux of it, isn't it? That's mm-hmm. what we're sort of developing for people to take part in. I think, you know, something that you said there, I did that with running. So I'd done that couch to 5K thing, and I got, you know, I was doing the park runs every week and got all that. And then I suddenly had this thing where I was like, I'm not very fast and I want to get under 27 minutes. And then I pushed too hard, and then I got really, really out of breath. And then I gave up and I didn't do it again.
That's the thing.
And it's exactly what you said, you know, and I was doing really well at it. And then I set this kind of weird goal that made no sense.
No.
Couldn't achieve it. And then, yeah, just lost all confidence in it, which is bizarre. It's the most bizarre thing. So actually, that's one of the things I'm going to do as part of my wellbeing wagon thing this month is actually from scratch. I'm not even going to start from, you know, week four or week five or whatever. I'm going to start from week one on that couch to 5K and give it another go.
Yeah, smash it, man.
So how do people access these activities? Because that's key, isn't it?
Massively.
Because we're doing these things, these videos, but how can people take part, basically?
So the idea is that we'll upload these to our individual business Facebook pages, all these practitioners that are going to deliver these sessions. And from there, it'll be shared out to the general sort of circularity populace, and hopefully outside of that as well, to bring people in. And the idea is to start watch parties with each other. So watch parties are a great way to sort of create a in the same room, but we're not in the same room atmosphere. So that kind of also instills that you're accountable, because people can see when you're on a watch party, but you can also see when other people are on a watch party as well. So if you've got like a sort of like conference room of people, all do it like video conference, all doing the exercise with you all at the same time, and using like the hashtag, for example, we haven't mentioned that yet, so I'll allude to that. And it kind of creates this community where social isolation isn't viable anymore, because you are involved. Even though you're in your own space, you're in your own bubble, you're in your own room, you're also connected to somebody that's putting in equal amounts of effort in a different room and in a different house, or even different postcode, different continent maybe, who knows. And just to create that sort of live experience of it would be fantastic. So yeah, that's how we're going to deliver it.
So you mentioned the hashtag there.
The hashtag is going to be Wellbeing Wednesday. So me and Chris have sort of sat down and riffed various ideas over the past sort of few months with regard into the circularity calendar, which obviously these first 2 months are going to be the Wellbeing Wagon. And we decided to sort of attribute hashtags, like, you know how on Instagram you've got like Motivation Monday, Transformation Tuesday, and like for the fitness buffs you've got Flex Friday, and obviously Throwback Thursday is a very popular one. We're going to try and implement this sort of style of hashtag throughout our year. So the first one is going to be Wellbeing Wednesday, so it's going to have a day attached to it, obviously alliteration, and it's going to be focused on well-being. This project is going to span across the whole week, so it's not just going to be like Wednesdays only. It's going to be throughout the 7 days of the week, but we're going to have an extra focus on Wednesdays. You'll be able to do something that's not necessarily part of that syllabus. You can always read a book, go for a walk, spend some time with your family, play some games, like do the thing that makes you feel happy and is your form of self-care, because obviously not everyone wants to move. Not everyone's thing is that. So we're kind of recognizing that and saying, well, if you do something that's self-care, give yourself like an hour on a Wednesday. It could be go to bed an hour early, for example, and just like put it up on your Instagram story, your Facebook, whatever, and use the hashtag Wellbeing Wednesday, and hopefully create a bit of a movement of this self-care and show people that it is possible. It's not a luxury. It's actually a fundamental necessity for a person to take care of themselves. So to create that sort of that mantra of Wellbeing Wednesday is the whole idea.
Wicked, yeah.
And that's my TED talk.
There's also going to be on the Circularity website itself. So if you go to circularity.org/wellbeingwagon, I'm going to be building that webpage based on the idea of free apps, free resources, and information basically about the different health forms that we've chosen, about the different practices we've chosen, and ways in which people can, you know, get better or get well basically after Christmas. So there'll be stuff to do with mental health, physical health, spiritual health, all that sort of stuff.
And I'd just like to add that this isn't a prescriptive or restrictive process at all. If you have a health practice that you'd like to put out there that you think people would benefit from, then please jump on board and just drop us a message through the Circularity page, and we'll fit you into the schedule, or we'll just add your resource to the webpage.
Definitely.
Like, any help would be absolutely fantastic, because at the end of the day, it's not about competition, it's not about being the best in the area or whatever. It's about supplying the people with the thing that they need, and in this case the focus is health. So if you have a health practice that will benefit,
where do we go from this? Let's have a very quick rundown of the whole calendar so people know what's coming up basically. So we start with Wellbeing Wagon in January, February, and let's have a quick riff through the different months of the year so people who do listen to the podcast have got a bit of a head start. The Wellbeing Wagon operates over January and February, and then when it comes to March and April, we've actually got the Make It program.
Mm-hmm.
And the Make It program is going to focus on things like fixing stuff, or free cycling, or, you know, not chucking stuff away, basically.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a crucial part of what we do as well, like the whole Circularity project, and just generally the circular economy is all about reusing and recycling, upcycling, all those different things. So gifts that you've got from Christmas that you don't want anymore, or clothes that you could donate or turn into something new, it's about sort of creating something. So starting to really think about these materials and objects that we have and applying them to new and awesome things.
So that's our Make It project.
Mm-hmm.
And Motivation project is next. So that'll begin in May and go through June. And that's about sort of springboarding, or finding something new to learn, basically. So starting something, getting a new skill or learning something new or whatever else. And just generally getting better at something, really.
Definitely. And I think it's about sort of opening your eyes to what the people around you are doing, because it's quite easy to sort of tunnel vision yourself and be on your lane and all that sort of stuff. But if you actually open the blinkers a bit wider and see what other people are up to and invest in that relationship a little bit and try it out, then I think that'll be the way that that project moves forward.
So not about me motivation, which is what you normally associate it with, actually, you know, getting better in the self, which is, I suppose, kind of what the Wellbeing Wagon's about, really. But that next step of then not only being part of a singular learning community, but a we-based learning community where everyone's, you know, helping each other through and making sure we're sticking to, you know, getting better at things and having that growth mindset and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Summer Start is the next one. That's July and August project, and this is that I'm really excited about this one. because this is about having a 2-month creative project.
And I think the point that I made about this one was that it actually falls quite nicely in line with the 6 weeks holiday. So it'd be a great way to get families to come together and work on something from the ground up and really get everyone mucking in, because it's quite rare during this time, because obviously my parents work and that kind of stuff, and kids either hang out with the mates or they're on the phones, or do you know what I mean? So it's just bringing that family unit together and creating something to then go back to school with in September and go, look, we've done this whole thing. Yeah. How awesome is that?
Yeah.
And hopefully start a bit of a buzz around like a small community project.
And the thing about that is, you know, we may find that it springboards off the previous month. So the thing, the new skill that you're developing or the new thing that you're learning about, it might be that you put that into practice over the summer and actually create with it. The most difficult one with that summer project is going to be people sort of being scared of jumping off in terms of like, well, I'm not creative. What do I create? You know, I can't create anything. And actually getting through that is quite a barrier for some people. If
you've
done it for a bit, you know, we create events or we put something on or we create a song or an album or, you know, things like that. I think if you generally do that, then you're more in a creative habit. It's quite nice to do that, you know.
Yeah, it's just creating that state of being, isn't it? And moving from that place of an idea and actualizing it.
That's key, isn't it, actually? Because, you can sit forever thinking
like,
about
ideas. That'd be amazing. And then someone beats you to it and they make $1 million or whatever, and you're sat there and you're like, oh, I had that idea 5 years ago.
There's a funny thing happened. So I took my daughter to see Frozen yesterday, Frozen 2. And there's a bit in it where, no spoilers, I promise, but there's a bit where there's like something someone sings to Elsa in her head, basically.
Yeah.
And the notes, the da-da-da-da thing. I wrote a song with that about 15 years ago. And I sat going, oh my God, that's bizarre. You know, because they're not usual. They're very unusual. They're kind of modal. They don't really fit a scale or anything.
Okay.
But just hearing it going, oh, I should have put that song down.
Could have made royalties on that, yeah.
But you sit with an idea for such a long time and don't come through with it,
and
it doesn't, and then, you know,
you just get stagnant as well. I mean, it could be anything. It could be a job change. It could be something as big as that for some people. And that's kind of what we're trying to lean towards, is like shifting things in your life to make sure that you're living in the most sort of positive and free way.
This is where we really go me to we. You know, we've done all of that.
We've done the self-care, we've done the turning from nothing into something, we've done the learning the new skill, we've done the creating a whole project, which is very sort of like from the center, from you, and then turning it from your brain out towards something else. Now we want to connect these ideas and brains.
And this is altruism autumn. So the idea is that we take it from that summer period, that period where everything gets darker, everything gets a little bit, you know, like, oh, you know, everyone's a bit more tired. You can see, you know, what's it called? Seasonal affective disorder, isn't it? That thing where over the seasons, you can see people over autumn and winter basically kind of going down a little bit. And this project is really about checking in with your mates, isn't it? And doing things for others and making sure everyone's all right. And that's the whole point of that altruism autumn.
Oh, definitely. And I think that we've had conversations about altruism before, and obviously there's quite a lot of social media buzz regarding social media itself and altruism, and is it really altruistic if you're posting about it on there? So I think that this is going to be more of a sort of like silent assassin kind of project where people go out and do things for each other and like donate bits of their time to one another and energy, and maybe even using the project that they've done in Summer Start and opening up something that's free and accessible to people that need it, would be a great way of doing this. And just sort of acting in that way but not expecting applause for it or like recognition or anything. It's just, I'm gonna do this because it feels right, you know. And I think that's what that project's
definitely
mainly about.
So that's gonna be awesome. That's gonna be sort of September October time. And then finally, to finish the year off, November December, it's Winter Wish. Those people that have taken part in Winter Wish already will know all about it, or we might have seen, you know, the pictures online of what's been going on with that. But that's basically those five steps. The listen to Winter, the song by Star From Ivy. It's about lighting a candle and just being aware, having that awareness of being, you know, a point of light in the darkness around in winter. It's about doing something charitable, which isn't necessarily giving money. It could be giving time or giving energy towards something for a good cause, and then making that wish for the following year. So this year we said make a wish for 2020, obviously. Mm-hmm. Next year it'll be 2021. But this, you know, that annual cycle, and then finally to nominate two other people and to just spread it throughout the year. And we'd hope that people would join us for the year, you know, that we'd start with Wellbeing Wagon, we'd get people involved with what we're doing, and then they'd be with us, or they'd join
all
us
through. Yeah. Through.
And just this thing keeps growing. And that's the thing, it's not, this isn't just a 2020 project.
No.
This is...
it's lifelong.
Yeah, this is every year. Mm-hmm. You know, so basically, I mean, we've got two major sort of hashtags that we're working on, called Powered by Circularity and Driven by Circularity. I think the idea is that initially this will probably be a Driven by Circularity project, so one that the people involved directly with circularity are putting together and throwing out into the world. Mm-hmm. But I imagine that over the period of these next sort of 2 or 3 years, actually it'll become a Powered by.
Yeah.
And it'll be, you know, this is our ingredients for our project, but we're throwing it out there for everyone to enjoy
for
and create
institutions
with.
And communities and all sorts to take on and turn it into their own as well. It's not, at the end of the day, this whole project isn't dogmatic in any sense of the word. It's just an idea that hopefully will benefit people and create a nice positive world in a state of disarray that we've got currently, you know. That's the plan. So yeah, turn it into your own thing.
Next podcast. So we've been a bit sporadic. We've ended up roughly around every couple of weeks putting a podcast out, but we're actually going to be set and doing it monthly now. So this year you'll they're generally going to be updates on the projects, and then guest speakers to do with
the themes of those projects.
So it all ties in with that a bit more. We shall see you. Well, come to some of our events, come to online things, be part of the Wellbeing Wagon, and just be part of it.
Take care of yourself.